Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to meet by the radio and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're continuing our study on dealing with the hurt of being hurt. And throughout the days of this week, we've been looking at two people, Jacob and Joseph. I pointed out to you that Jacob clings to his hurt. He's not going to get over it. He's going down to his grave with his sorrow. But instead of clinging to his hurt, Joseph chooses to cast his hurt. I'm aware there are those who may be listening today that have not listened earlier through the week. I do want to emphasize that I am not minimizing your hurt or the hurt of being hurt. I'm just simply dealing with the fact that you do not have to live with hurt. You can either cling to it or you can cast it. And as I've said a couple of times already, when I preach this in the pulpit, I take a songbook, I cling it to my bosom, and I hang on to it as though somebody's trying to take it away from me. That's the way Jacob was doing. He is not going to get over it. He will go through his life living in the past. And I said to you, when you live in the past, you pass up the present and you mess up the future. For the entire broadcast yesterday, I basically just scanned through several chapters, pointing out a few verses, showing to you time after time how that Jacob makes the choice that he's going to cling to his hurt. And when his sons and daughters tried to comfort him in Genesis 37, 35, he refused to be comforted, and he said, I'll go down into my grave mourning. And then in Genesis chapter 42, he said, all of these things are working against me. And he lives that way. I'm not fussing at Jacob. He did not see his future. You and I know that Joseph is still alive, and he's down in Egypt. And he's down there to be a savior for Jacob and his family. But all Jacob is doing is clinging to the past hurt. He's not going on with his life. He's clinging to the past hurt. I read to you where he met with God at Beersheba. And God told him, go on down there. I'm going to bless you. Jacob does not thank God for that. He does not rejoice in what God has done and is doing. But he goes down there. He meets his son Joseph. And when he meets Joseph, he said, it's enough. Let me die. I've seen your face. Let me die. He did not say, let's celebrate. He did not say, let's get on our knees and thank God you're still alive. He does not count his blessings. He clings to that hurt of the past. Just let me die. And for, I believe it was maybe 17 more years, Jacob and his entire family lived down in the land of Goshen as kings. Pharaoh, through Joseph, provided everything they needed. But instead of enjoying that, then Jacob just says, I've had a rough life. I'm going down to my grave in sorrow. I'm going to die clinging to this hurt. And I pointed out to you, Genesis chapter 47, verse number 9, Joseph takes him in to meet Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to him in verse number 8, how old are you? I believe if we were saying it today, we would have said, you look old. How old are you? And Jacob said unto the Pharaoh, the days or the years of the pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the years of my life and have not obtained unto the days or the years of the lives of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Again, do you not read it? What Jacob is saying to Pharaoh is, man, I've had it rough. I've been hurt. And here he is living in a palace, so to speak, living as kings, and his family is all united together. They're eating everything they want, even in the time of this famine. And God's provisions and God's blessings are so abundant around them at this moment. But as I said to you most every broadcast already, and I say it again, when you live in hurt, you live in the past. And when you live in the past, you pass up the blessings of the present, and you mess up the blessings of the future. You do not see the things around you. Jacob lost sight of the blessing of all of his other children and his grandchildren. He lost sight of the blessings that God promised him. I'll go down there with you and I'll bless you and multiply you. He lost sight of the fact that he's living in a house that is not his own, in a country that is not his own. He is eating food that he is not paying for, sleeping on a bed that he did not purchase. He is enjoying life like a king. But he cannot see that now because he's so wrapped up in clinging to his grief and to his hurt. And so he lives that way, and really he lives that way till he dies. He fulfilled the prophecy that he made. I'm going down to my grave in sorrow. And friend, listen to me today. You make up your mind, you're going to live in the past, and you're going to cling to that hurt. God will let you go down to your grave clinging to that hurt. You want everything to stop. You cannot praise God for the blessings of the present. You cannot enjoy what's around you because you're clinging to the hurt of your past. But now then, I want to change the story. And I want to move from Jacob to Joseph. And I want us to look at Joseph for the remainder of the broadcast today and tomorrow. Now, and if you know your Bible, you don't have any problem understanding the statement that I'm fixing to make, though I admit it is far from being as deep and as thorough as it should be. But I simply say to you that Joseph had suffered enough wrong and hurt to cause any normal person to become bitter. But Joseph found the key of turning bitterness into blessings. And he could have done like Jacob, his father, but he chose to go the other route. Joseph chose to deal with his hurt the opposite way than Jacob did. Maybe he had looked at his father and observed his father, and he saw how his father lived in hurt and clinged to that hurt, and it became bitterness to him. And he missed the blessings of the present for living in the hurt of the past. And it's as though Joseph said, I'm not going to let that happen to me. But before you can understand Joseph's victory, I first need to point out some of Joseph's hurting. Number one, Joseph was wronged and hurt in his parents' house. Back in Genesis chapter number 37. You see, Joseph, with no choosing of his own, was a dreamer. God gave him dreams. And then God gave him the interpretation of those dreams. You remember he dreamed a dream, and he saw in that dream his 11 brothers bowing down before him. He told his brethren about it, and instead of rejoicing over his dream, they're upset. He dreams another dream, and this one involves not only his brothers, but it involves his parents. And then they do not like him. You see, friend, what I would like to say to you is, Joseph suffered much hurt in his parents' house. Here's the story over at Joseph's house. Let me just put it in story form. When Joseph is just a small lad, maybe 3 years old or so, his mother dies giving birth to a baby brother whose name would be Benjamin. Now, I want to say to you this morning, there is no way I can describe, and if you did not experience it, there's no way that you could comprehend the hurt of losing your mother in death when you're but a young lad and being raised by some other woman. And that's not to be offensive to stepmothers. I thank God for those who step in after the death of a mother and will raise children that are not even theirs. I thank God for that. You're to be commended. But I'm talking about the boy's sake, the hurt of growing up. And Joseph grew up in a family. You realize that God never condoned multiple wives, but he just simply reports them as they happened in the Word of God. And so Jacob has both Rachel and Leah as wives, and then his two concubines come into him. They bear children of him also. So in reality, Joseph grows up with three stepmothers and his father there in the home. He has 11 brothers and one sister. Listen to the statement I'm about to make. None of them care anything about spiritual matters, and especially about what God is doing in the life of Joseph. Now, you think you had a rough life at home. You're still grieving over your family life. You're still grieving over how you were hurt at your parents' house. Take a look at Joseph. You want to compare with him? But then I want you to notice not only he is wronged and hurt in his parents' house. You remember the story how his brothers took him and sold him into Egypt to the Midianites. And they took him down into Egypt and sold him to Potiphar. And when he's down at Potiphar's house, he does his best to make a good servant. And while he is there, Potiphar's wife begins to flirt with him and finally just openly, verbally ask him to come and lie with her. Joseph refused. And one day, she caught him in the house, just him and her, and she grabbed him, going to force him to lie with her. And he runs out. He leaves his coat hanging in her hand. She clips his coat, but he keeps his character. And my friend, he goes out. And no doubt, that day, he looks back on it after it's over with. He's still nervous and still scared. But he thanks the Lord. And no doubt, he thinks in his mind, Potiphar will be proud of me because I have not touched his wife. I have kept myself clean and left her to him. But instead of that, for doing good, he was lied upon and cast into prison to remain there over 2 years. We do not know exactly how long, but we do know it was over 2 years. So Joseph suffered hurt in his parents' house. He suffered hurt in Potiphar's house. And then he's cast into prison. And while there in prison, after being there for some time, and him being placed over the prison situation there, one morning two of the fellows who were prisoners with him wake up with a sad countenance. He looks at them, said, "What's wrong, fellows?" And they had dreamed a dream. And Joseph interprets that dream. And it comes to pass, one of them will be hanged, one of them will be restored to his former position in the king's palace. And Joseph said to the one who's going to be restored, "When you are restored, remember me." He is restored, as Joseph had said, 3 days later, and Joseph spends the evening, the next day, and the next day, wondering, how long will it be? I'll be out of here soon. A week goes by. A month goes by, 2 months, a year goes by, and 2 full years go by. And Joseph lays there in that prison house, shut up, confined. It has to deal with the hurt of being forgotten and the bitterness that can come with it. But he deals with it day after day. And then, my friend, he is moved from the prison house to Pharaoh's house. And I'll deal with that, the Lord willing, on tomorrow. Father, take the word, use it to your glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.